Today, the new Homeland Security Secretary, Michael Chertoff, presented his plans for changing how the country protects itself against terrorist attacks. Chertoff's two-year-old department has been criticized for spending too much money in some areas and not enough in others, and Chertoff thinks that he has a way to fix that. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Chertoff is taking over the Homeland Security Department at a time when many people think the agency has entered a new phase. Gone is the sometimes hectic aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, when 22 government agencies were quickly merged into a single department and tens of billions of dollars were poured into domestic defense. Now, Congress, the administration, and others think it's time to take stock in what's been done so far, and whether things that were pasted together at the beginning might be put together in a more sensible way. That's where Chertoff comes in. At a speech today before several hundred Homeland Security experts at George Washington University, he said the government can only do so much.
The plain truth is that there is no 100% solution or guarantee. We cannot protect every single person at every moment in every single place. We cannot look in every container in every box. What we can do is use intelligent, risk-based analysis, advanced technology to manage that risk.
And that means looking at all potential targets and, in effect, ranking them so the government can figure out where it can best spend its Homeland Security funds, almost $40 billion a year.
So each threat must be weighed with the consequences and the vulnerabilities that are attached to it.
He says, for example, that a nuclear power plant might face a small threat of attack, but the consequences would be so great that protecting it is a high priority. Another facility, say a small bridge, might be much more vulnerable, but the impact of an attack would not be as large. The idea is to develop a sophisticated matrix to help officials sort it all out. The Homeland Security Department has started to move in this direction, but some lawmakers criticize it for going too slowly and for still putting its resources in the wrong places. On Capitol Hill this month, Chertoff heard criticism from members of both parties that the president's budget includes too little for border and port security and for state and local first responders. House Democrat David Price is from North Carolina.
We're seeing massive cuts in the state block grant programs, fire grants, emergency management performance grants, others that help our states respond to these conventional disasters. So our first responders, I think it's fair to say, are under-equipped.
Other lawmakers, fearing that their states might lose federal funds, have also criticized plans to shift more Homeland Security money to cities such as New York and Washington. James Carafano of the Heritage Foundation applauds Chertoff's approach, but he says right now the Homeland Security Department isn't set up to make such decisions, that the agency remains too fragmented.
Nobody can sit down and have a rational argument today about what's the value of 20 extra border guards versus 15 extra internal enforcement agents or detention removal officers. And that's the kind of language that we really need to have, is where do you get the biggest bang for your security buck? And we don't have that.
Instead, he says the problem that squeaks the loudest gets the most money. One reason, for example, why almost all transportation security funding goes to aviation, the instrument of the last terrorist attack. Carafano and other analysts say what Homeland Security needs is stronger department-wide management, people who can look at the big picture, similar to the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon. Chertoff says he's looking at such options. Carafano says some disagreements are inevitable in focusing Homeland Security efforts.
That is not a mathematical process. There is a lot of art in that. There's a lot of intuition in that. There are some judgments in that. We also call that politics.
But Chertoff says if he can come up with a good explanation of how such decisions are made, more people will be willing to go along. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.